Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, I left two Carolina Panthers tickets on the dashboard of my car, and someone smashed the windshield and left me two more.
Check the glove box, Gino. You'll find some draft picks in there.
Please continue to keep our brothers and sisters in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina in your thoughts and prayers. These people are going to need our help for a long time to get back on their feet. Okay, it's time to start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Somerville versus James Island.
The Wave and Trojans have been playing each other since 1956. Somerville owns this series with 48 wins. The last time James Island won was 2001. The Green Tide is too much for the Folly Beach Surfing Warriors, and they wipe out in Flower Town. Friday, night's loser, the James Island Trojans.
Dutch Fort versus White Knoll.
Dutch Fort leads the series with White Knoll 20-3, but the Wolves did win in 2023 17-14. The big bad forest dogs show their fangs early, but the mean green grind-em-up machine chews them up in the second half. Friday, night's loser, the White Knoll Timberwolves.
Berkeley versus Goose Creek.
The Stags and Gators have been playing each other since 1968. Berkeley has 35 wins to Goose Creek's 16, but the Gators have won the last five in a row. That streak ends this year. The Duck Ditch Lizards get turned around at Mock's Corner and end up gored by the deer. Friday, night's loser, the Goose Creek Gators in a close one.
Irmo versus River Bluff.
The Yellow Jackets and Gators have met seven times, and Irmo has won four. But Blair Hardin has won two out of the last three games. Make it three. The Saluda River Man-Eaters drown the Mud Wasps in a death roll and come away with a huge momentum win. Friday, night's loser, the Irmo Yellow Jackets in a close one.
Gaffney versus James F. Burns.
The Rebels and Indians have been playing each other since 1970, and Gaffney leads this series 21-20. Hurricane Helene has caused these schools to miss two games each. The Johnny Rebs have a lot of rust on their rifles and get scalped in Titletown, South Carolina, by the Peach Skins. Friday, night's loser, the James F. Burns Rebels.
Lee Central versus Louisville.
These two teams have met twice, in 2018 and 2019, and the Stallions won both of those games. The law of averages will give you one out of three. Trent Usher's Kings of the Richburg Jungle pounce on the Bishopville Mules and tear them to pieces. Horse meat, it's what's for dinner. Friday, night's loser, the Lee Central Stallions.
Fairfield Central versus Chester.
The Cyclones and Griffins have played each other 33 times since 1988, and Fairfield Central has 23 wins. But Chester has won the last three in a row and five out of the last nine games. Feel that? It's the wind blowing south down Highway 321. A big red tornado storm into Winsboro and blow away the mythical creatures with an eagle's head and a lion's body. Friday, night's loser, the Fairfield Central Griffins.
Lancaster versus Dreer.
These two teams have never met, but Dreer's coming off the upset of the week with a 35-34 win over Richland Northeast. Lancaster is licking its wounds from a loss to AC Flora 17-14. The Red Rose Bears defend their den to the death. The death of the Capital City Blue Imps, that is. Friday, night's loser, the Dreer Blue Devils.
Indian Land versus Catawba Ridge.
The Warriors and Copperheads have met four times. Catawba Ridge has won three of those meetings, but Indian Land won last year 28-7. Adam Hastings' Catawba Braves set the Real Reservation on fire and burn up Zach Lindak's Orange Snakes before they can strike too many times. Friday, night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads in a close one.
York versus South Point.
Stallions and Cougars have played 20 times since 2006. South Point's won 17 of those contests. Enough said. The Big Red Horses stampede the White Rose City, leaving only a few bits of fangs, fur, and bones as the remains of the black and silver pumas. Friday, night's loser, the York Cougars.
Fort Mill versus Northwestern.
The Yellow Jackets and Trojans have played 36 times since 1971, and Northwestern has won 31 games. Make it 32. The Sting is tough at home in the Bob Jones Nest, but the brushy-headed Warriors ride the purple wave to victory and remain undefeated. Friday, night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Rock Hill versus Nation Ford.
The Bearcats and Falcons have met 14 times since 2008. Rock Hill leads the series with 9 wins. Make it 10. The Football City USA Diamond-Headed Cats bake the Blackbirds in a pie for region win number 4. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend to games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V, get me out of here.
All right, Gino, hang on.
Push it back, push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling to